So let's start with the good. Why is it good to go to these get-togethers?
It's tremendously valuable, not only immediately in your career, but even long-term, to build those relationships. And happy hour is a great opportunity to go do that. That social time is so important because it allows you to get a better understanding of who that person is, what their motivations are, what their intentions are, and likewise for them with you. So then when those fires pop up at work, we've already got that rapport, so I can say to you, hey, Joshua, I need this right now. It's all about trust. You trust me so you can respond quickly. So I've got a coworker that I work with, and she's wonderful. I like her a lot. She has a grumpy persona to most people. And so most people don't spend a lot of time with her. Well, I go over and I talk to her, and she is absolutely fantastic at being able to help me get things. I can go to her and say, hey, I need this right now, and she'll do it. Because others don't do that, what her response to them when they ask her is she says, you know, put your request into the system and it will get processed in its proper time. So whenever you've been directed to the system by a coworker, that's a great indication. I haven't built that personal relationship yet where we can operate more efficiently.
Are we talking about friendships with our colleagues? I mean, there are some people that would say, look, I'm not at work to make friends. I'm at work to do work. And then, you know, I've got people who are friends outside of that.
No, we're not talking about friendships. You could call them your work friends, but you may never invite them over to your house for dinner. You may never meet their families, and that's okay. But that doesn't preclude you from still getting to know them.
You could go to one of these happy hours and not necessarily drink. You
absolutely.
Get a soda or a club soda. But most people are going to mix a little alcohol with their workmates, and that seems like there's the potential there for some embarrassment or a social gaffe or two that could come back to haunt you. I mean, what do you need to be careful about?
The general rule of thumb would be stick to one drink. So if you decide you're going to have a drink, just have one. Just have one drink. It still allows you to be social. And nurse that drink over a long period of time. That's the first thing. Second thing I've often heard, you never want to say anything to a coworker that you wouldn't say to your grandmother. So use that as kind of a litmus test. Now, you can still be personal and personable and talk about things that are important to you without stepping over that line.
Is it okay to say no to a happy hour?
It is okay to say no, but you're going to have to make sure you go the next time. If you say two no's in a row, you're probably not going to get invited again. And that's going to hurt your ability to build those trusting relationships and team cohesion in the office. And you may say, well, that's not important to me. All I care about is my performance. And while there's truth and merit to that, your ability to really get the information you need and get stuff done is very much contingent on those relationships. So we want to make sure we're nurturing that.
Brandon Smith joins me for a happy few minutes most Friday mornings. Water and coffee for us, though, nothing else. Thank you, Brandon.
Joshua, I'm looking forward to next week.